y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
One, two,
unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones of the rap game, not bragging. Lip bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Spell it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Shut the bats, expose those cats.
Producer Ryan doesn't want to be here.
Not true.
Is that true?
No.
You look like you are ready to get the bleep out of here.
Eat food.
You know what I did? I just ate a bunch of junk food that we have laying around here, and now I feel terrible. And I'm trying to like get the taste of Funyuns out of my mouth with Swedish fish. It's not really
weird. No, that's a lot of bad on that.
Swedish fish.
Ugh.
I've just basically had Swedish fish and coffee.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is what we call Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hey.
And that is producer Ryan McGibney.
McSwedish Fish Gibney.
Why didn't you get anything to eat, Ryan?
Because it costs money.
Are you poor right now?
No.
Then why don't you...
cheap.
Why don't you get... This makes no sense to me. You're hungry. This is a need of yours. It's not like you're going... to go, you know, to freaking Cheesecake Factory and get a $20 pasta dish. You don't want to spend $8 to feed yourself so you can feel better?
$8, though.
What else are you going to do with those three extra dollars?
Here's why you have to do the $8. Because if you really were that...
Well, because I don't make that much per month, technically. So I don't want to spend more than I make.
Close
to what I make. I need to save stuff.
I understand. But if you really, like, strongly felt that, you make yourself a damn ham sandwich at home and bring it in for, like, you know, pennies on the dollar, and then you wouldn't be hungry.
Well, I also hate to go to the grocery store.
Oh, okay,
then there's no excuse.
The
okay.
Like, I just can't. I can't. I mean, that's one of the things in my life. I remember when I was a baby DJ in Savannah and was making no money. And I remember going, because I was just trying to get myself right. And I was like, I'm still learning about money. I don't know how to, like, it was my first apartment. And I remember going to some financial credit something to sort of get a budget in place through the radio station that I had learned about.
Yeah.
And I remember she went over my budget and she was like, and I remember because I used to go out to eat all the time, but it was like, you know, I'd go to the dollar menu here or whatever. And she was like, there literally is no wiggle room in your budget. I didn't have cable. I didn't have internet. My cell phone was like basic at the time. She was like, you just got to make more money.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way for you to squeeze another cent. Because at that time, everyone was like, well, if you just stop eating out, then you would save money. But it wasn't like I was going to, you know, at the time, like at Applebee's. That was like, woo. It was like, I could go to McDonald's and spend $4 and be full the whole day.
Right.
I was able to do that at the time. So, listen, if you want to eat, you can fucking eat.
Arby's Buffalo Chicken Sliders.
Stop! I'm hungry, and I just ate a bunch of shit. Damn it. I'm so mad, too. You know what? My boyfriend's going to hear this and be like, I thought we were eating better.
It's all sugar. Like, we have a studio full of sugary, salty things.
It is not our fault. I mean, there was a listener who very kindly dropped us off, both Miguel and I, a big bag of goodies. And when I say big, I mean jumbo.
A big bag.
Like, only shit, though. Like, I even said I don't like to snack that much, which is, like, fine. And I want to eat the treats that she brought, but now I'm eating all of them in one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to just, because for in mine, I mean, and this is Miguel and Holly family member Corey.
Yeah, and she was so nice
off.
To
so
do
nice.
It.
She dropped off in mine all, like, Little Debbie honey buns, zebra cakes, oatmeal cream pies,
Nutty Buddy bars.
I'm like, oh my God.
Diabetes.
I have bagfuls of Swedish fish, a huge bag of the Funyuns snack pack.
Come on, Funyuns.
I have a party family size bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh my gosh.
And these other chips that I like, which I haven't even opened the Doritos and the chips. I'm just...
You know what's funny? I remember... You know, like, I don't even know where this came from, but you know how, like, there are certain foods that you attribute to, like, a certain social class? And, like, back, or maybe this is just what poor people do just to make themselves feel better, but I remember my mom and I, we lived in, like, low-income housing when we lived in Denver for a little bit, and I remember my mom was like, we are poor, but we're not trash because we don't need Funyuns.
Oh.
Like, that was the one thing she wouldn't do. I mean, but we would have, like, the, you know, the bags of cereal that you'd get from Dollar General back in the day. I remember there was one. It was, like, this Robin Hood. Is that his name?
Robin Hood?
Robin Hood. What did I say? Robin Hood. Robin Hood. Yes. Like, there was this cereal with, like, these, like, not even good-tasting marshmallows in it. And she would get that, and I'd be like, can you not spring for an extra dollar for, some Fruity Pebbles?
Y'all don't know about Aldi's back in the day. Everybody that's like, I shop at Aldi's because it's cheaper and I get fresh vegetables. let me tell y'all something about Aldi's back in the day, okay? In like the 1990s, you went to Aldi's and they had all their carts chained together because they want you stealing it. And you had to put they still do this. You put the quarter in, you get your cart out.
Oh, you put a quarter in for a cart?
And then you got the quarter back when you returned the cart. So that you wouldn't steal their shit. And then you go, and they don't provide bags or nothing, because that's how it's cheap. And so you have to get your own box, or, like, as you're going through the store, you pick up one of the boxes that has, like, the cans of food in it.
Oh, my
gosh.
You,
like, take all the other cans out and use that box, and you hoard it. And they only had the lowest of the low-end off-brand shit.
Wow.
And so that's where we would get all of our dry goods, like cereals and things like that. And so they had, their brand was Coco Dots. So my stepdad would always get us Coco Dots, and I'd be like, it's not the same. It doesn't have Sonny the Cuckoo Bird on it. And he's like, it's the same damn cereal. And honestly, that's why I never go to Aldi's now, such a terrible thing. Because, like, Aldi's really has changed,
their entire
business model.
Yeah.
They do have organic foods and fresh produce and all this stuff, but that is not what it used to be. And in my, middle/early high school brain, the Aldi's was where you went when you literally could not afford to go anywhere else, but you could get cereal for a dollar.
Right. That's how Funyuns are for me.
Mm.
Like, my mom, like, because my mom would spring for Doritos. This is when we were on welfare. Like, she would spring for Doritos. Like, that was the luxury. She would get me oatmeal cream pies, but then we couldn't get Oreos, though. It was always the off brand of Oreos, or it would be, like, not like regular man. I always wanted Miracle Whip, but she wouldn't. You think I'ma spend $4 on Miracle Whip? We're getting the $1.10 salad dressing, the Albertson salad dressing that looked like mayo, but it was like,
I don't even like Miracle Whip. I would rather have mayo anyway.
I would have enjoyed like Dukes or Hellman's or something, but no.
No, we
had fucking Albertson salad dressing.
The one thing my mom did spend full money was for ketchup. She always got Heinz, because one time she got like, maybe Aldi made ketchup, I don't know.
Right.
And she was like, we sat at the table and she just went, you know what? This just isn't good. I'm sorry. This is just, it was like this moment of truth for my mom where she was like, I'm sorry. You know what? I'll get the Heinz next time.
And
we were
springing.
Like, yes, Heinz ketchup. That was a good day
there. Because you could put it on everything.
Yes, you can put ketchup on everything.
You can make
cheese, bologna sandwiches.
That's good shit.
I remember what I used to do. I think it was a syrup and peanut butter sandwiches back in the day. Because there was nothing else.
You know what's good? A nice steak, A1 steak sauce, and you dip your bread in it and you just eat it.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that would
I
be good.
I never had that.
I remember my mom, because we didn't have a grill, and so she would broil her steaks, and all she would do to season it, and maybe it was different, but just because I think I was in elementary school, this is all I remember, is her just pouring like buckets of Worcestershire sauce. And so then I would go after she'd cooked her steak, and then I'd dip my finger in it and be like, this is so good.
That is
straight
salt.
You're just eating it for the sauce.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, now we talk about how poor we all are.
I know, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Now Holly's rich.
I'm very rich.
Holly's so rich. She bought a house. She got new furniture.
Did you also not buy a house?
Yes.
Did you also not buy new furniture? So you're doing okay,
too. I'm on that payment plan. So.
Do you think I'm not? Every month going over to Ashley Furniture.
Okay.
Click how much you want to pay. Just enough.
I bought that new iPhone 8 Plus or whatever.
Ryan bought it outright.
No, I put it on pre-order because my phone, I have to, like, it's on the charger right now.
Yeah.
And the headphone jack doesn't work. The camera, front camera doesn't work. I have to charge it like 3 times a day. I canceled my order.
You canceled it?
It's too much money.
Well, Ryan, if you would just, again, do it like normal people do and build it into a payment plan, it wouldn't cost you, you know, $800.
I'm still paying full price for the phone. I don't want to pay full price for the phone.
Well, what the fuck are you trying to do?
That's what everybody does.
I'm trying to get a deal somewhere.
What are you?
Ain't nobody got a deal on a brand new iPhone.
Does your girlfriend Tara know what she's getting herself into? Does she know that she's about to live her life always looking for a deal?
But my mentality is that if I'm going to do a payment plan, I might as well get the X.
True. You should.
No, most definitely. You might as well go ahead and get the most expensive.
Especially if you're going to cancel that order. Now it's canceled. Just get the X and pay for it in installments.
The X doesn't come out for a while and my phone's dead. So I'm like,
just get the fucking X.
I just got to hold out.
It's actually the 10. It's the iPhone 10.
I think I want to hold
it. It says X.
Okay. I know, but it's Roman numeral.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that maybe I can get that. What is it? The home system for Apple, the
same.
Alexa. I'm gonna put it out there real hard in the universe in like November and see if like somehow magically it appears at my house on Christmas. And then if not, then I'll just save up for all of January and then buy it in February.
That's what I want that too. What's it called? Because like it's called like Hey Alexa, I guess.
Maybe. No, it's Siri.
Is it called Siri though?
Yeah, you'll still talk to Siri, but it's called something else. I don't remember what it's called.
It looks like a toilet paper roller.
Yes. But apparently the sound is supposed to be really great.
I can't wait for that because I'm just jealous of everybody. Like apparently my ex-husband has
Alexa. The dot.
And so like now my daughter just in my house goes, Alexa. I'm like, ain't no Alexa here telling you what's. No.
You know, that's what I heard that, or I read somewhere, that that's what's making our society meaner. Is
yes,
we have
the way
this,
we talk to these machines.
Because I have one of my friends, Dan, he's always, even like, because I don't have Alexa in my house, and he'll be there or just out, and he'll be like, Alexa, bring me steak.
Oh my God, what the
I'm like, why are you talking to Alexa like that? Like, but she's not your slave.
That's how kids are growing up. Like, look at my daughter, perfect example. She's like, Alexa, play, what does the fox say? I'm like, why are you shouting at an inanimate object?
Wait, did she really say, what does the fox say?
Yes, apparently my ex-husband plays What Does the Fox Say out of his Alexa for her.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
The middle of dinner the other night, there's four of us sitting around a table. We're like, oh, how was your day? She goes, what does the fox say? A-ding-ding-ding. I go, what the? Where did you even hear that? She goes, Daddy's Alexa. Oh, well. And then my boyfriend started singing it with her, so it was all, it was a loss, really.
What does the fox... Did they not play it here at Hot 101.5 when it came
out?
Did
we at Island?
We did. In Panama City,
we played
it.
I feel like I missed it because I think I was out on maternity leave when that song came out.
What does the fox say? Do you remember we did it for headphone karaoke one time?
Did we?
You know what? Maybe you were on maternity
leave. I was saying,
because
I don't remember. I feel like I missed pop culture during those months or during that month and a half. So it may have happened during that time. Yeah.
Ducks they quack and fish go blow.
Like, this is a real song you played
and
on the air?
Yes.
We played this.
This is terrible. No, this sounds like a kid's
no
bop.
One knows. What does the fox say?
We did this because I remember. I think I sang this for headphone karaoke.
Thank
once.
God I was out for that. Like what? What happened to music in that one moment?
Like this is the perfect song for me though. It's just
yes,
sound.
It is. That is you. At least you know other people are like you. I guess is the takeaway.
I'm not alone in this world, Holly.
No,
I'm not alone. All right, so I want to do a couple of things during the podcast today.
Say, I know the one big thing we got to do is talk about secrets.
Yes, and that's what I have coming up here now.
Okay.
We need to talk about Tampa Bay cigarette. Wait.
Oh, does anyone have gum? I just ate Swedish fish and Funyuns.
Tampa Bay cigarette.
Oh.
All right. So, Holly, explain what this segment we do on the air. If you listen to the podcast, but you don't listen to our on-air show on Hot 101.5.
We use the website Sarah Ha, which is that one where you can go on and leave anonymous comments about someone. And we turned it into, hey, leave an anonymous comment about yourself. Like, tell us a secret that you're carrying because there's no way to track you. Like, some apps or whatever will keep your phone number or at, like a name stamp or something. This is completely anonymous.
Some of the stuff, or a lot of it, we don't say on the air because it's so scandalous. And then I'm like, I sort of how I look at it, is when you listen to the podcast, you are actively downloading it, picking it up, and you're listening to it. Whereas on our broadcast show, anybody could get into their car and turn it on, and then all of a sudden when you hear one of these ones we're going to read on the podcast, like, you don't know how that's going to hit someone, and right. It just seems a little awkward.
Oh, a little. A lot. And, like, you know, we're not... I would say our show is not necessarily family friendly,
right.
But it is family conscious. And we do know that there are people driving with their kids. And like some of these are not even appropriate for adults, let alone a potential kid.
By the way, Holly, before we get going, you want to check your phone? We have a meeting with our boss and he's just asked a question you're going to really like.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. He goes, heading in from Clearwater area. Want me to bring sandwiches? That's maybe the best thing that anyone has ever asked me.
I think you just, like, got real excited down below.
That's why because he's dad.
Down below.
You just, like, the way that your eyes lit up, that wasn't like, ooh, I'm excited to eat lunch. It was like, ooh, I'm excited to...
Well...
What kind of sandwiches are we talking?
Right, well, now about to be picky about
looking
what kind
at him.
Of
he's
damn
like,
sandwich.
What sandwiches? Is it Subway or is it Publix?
Well, I read somewhere online that it was like, if you bring a woman food, she really appreciates you.
Agreed. So we'll look at his, we'll monitor his texts as they're coming in.
Okay.
Here are the secrets that we didn't get to on the air.
And these are very inappropriate if you want to take the time to just.
And we have time to actually discuss them here.
Yeah.
My son's father and I live together. My son's father recently choked me, but I'm not doing anything about it because I'm currently in nursing school and need to finish to be able to support my son and I. I have no income and no one else to watch my son while I'm in school. Sounds terrible, but I'm doing it for my son.
Girl, how much longer you got in that nursing school, though? Like 3 years? Because somebody could die.
I mean, ugh. That just makes me so sad. Like, I just want to tell her. Like, I read that, and I was like, we should do that one on the air. But then I'm like, that requires more than a 20-second response.
That's like, not a one-segment little, ha, and on to the next one.
Like, I mean, I'm not a counselor when it comes to that sort of thing. But, I mean, if there's any way that you could get out of there before that.
Yeah.
If there's a family friend, a friend that could house you. I mean, just
that's... There are organizations that help women that are struggling to get out of abusive situations.
Oh, that just makes me so sad.
I mean, there are options. I mean, yes, that's the easiest one because you're already there and you're already being paid for, but that's not the best option.
No,
for your son.
No, because he sees that.
Yeah.
Even though you think that you're doing the right thing by staying because you need that money, but he's seeing what's happening right now. All right.
Ooh, that breaks my heart.
Here is another one. Gonna try and swing through Italian Deli Clearwater. What you want.
I don't know. What's
Felice?
Felice.
You go swing through Felice? Is that an Italian deli? I don't know what they have there.
It is. I looked up their menu already.
Shut up. You did not.
What sort of sandwiches they have?
You know, just the standard. I don't know.
What's on the menu?
They have the hammer.
What's that?
It's ham and cheese.
Oh.
What, do they have like a turkey and cheese?
Turkey, ham, Swiss, bacon, and no.
Ryan!
Just Google it.
I am
Word!
Right now.
Turkey,
Googling.
Bacon.
We're on a podcast. I'm trying to host.
You'd be looking at the gobbler.
That sounds like a dick.
It sounds like
the cock gobbler.
It sounds like a porn move. Okay, we've just ordered. I cut that part
Sorry,
out.
Thank you. That was really obnoxious.
I just was like, okay. Now we all got our stuff from, what's it, Felice?
Felice's Deli.
Felice's Deli in Clearwater. So shout out to them.
Yeah.
Our boss is picking up lunch for us.
So
all right.
Nice of him.
Let's continue on with some of these secrets that are really
please,
awkward.
Please.
My husband and I had a three-way with another guy. And they both came in me, and now I'm pregnant and don't know whose it is.
Okay. Number one, do you think that's real?
Came in me.
Yeah, thank you.
Came.
Got it. Like, here's, because Miguel and I saw this one.
In me.
Shh. We saw this one, and we talked about it off air, because we knew, obviously, we can't say that on the air.
No. And I didn't even want, like, because there's ways to talk around it, but I just didn't even want that imagery out into the public.
Someone has to think about this girl being double teamed. Like, here's the problem I have with this. Do what you want.
Right.
I mean, especially.
What you want with my body?
Especially since it's like you and your husband, and you're like, you know what? Let's spice up our marriage. We're going to have a third come in here. And obviously the husband's okay. Got it. Obviously the husband's okay with it because he was there.
Right.
But why aren't you having protected sex?
That's what I don't understand. Why aren't you using condoms and why aren't you using birth control?
I don't know. I don't understand how you could be so cavalier with potentially a child's life.
Because I always thought that when you are a swinger, I mean, at least the protocol is that you're supposed to be protected, that you're not just, you know,
clearly,
slinging the D around.
Clearly, not
and
everybody
pregnant.
Is following protocol.
Right, because I mean, I wouldn't, and I maybe, you know, these are just, this is a random couple that wants a three-person party. And
I think you can say threesome.
Threesome, and then like maybe, you know, they wouldn't be classified as swingers. Like maybe swingers are like, we don't claim them.
No, I
That's
bet they don't.
Offshoot.
Well, swingers, I thought you had to be like swapping partners.
Right.
So this is just like a threesome situation.
I mean, but to me, if they're already going down the like, they're both, you know, coming inside of her, like...
I'm sorry. I just thought about that. This is why you can't have this on the air, because I thought about the imagery of that, and I was nauseous.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're bringing a kid into a situation where the kid's like, can you help me out here? Use a fucking condom.
Wow.
Or like be on birth control.
No.
Now I don't know what to do. Here's what you do. You're like, oh, hey, husband, there's a kid on the way, but obviously I don't know if it's yours or the other guy who fucked me.
Or just pull out. Just the good old pull out method.
I don't understand.
Here's another one. I met you both, Miguel and Holly, at a fashion show, and I was really awkward. I interrupted Holly eating chicken wings. Holly said, thanks for coming by. And I said, you're welcome. Thought about it for days. Still love you guys, though.
That's awesome. Listen, I don't care. I'm so glad that you come up and say hi. Although I probably eating chicken wings is the worst possible moment to catch someone because you know when you're eating chicken wings, the bone in kind, it's like all
it's
over
messy.
Your hands and face.
It's greasy because those are Publix wings.
They were.
Because that was right. That was Pride weekend when we went to Riverview to host that fashion show. And so I hadn't eaten all day. I was ready to eat them chicken wings.
I was too. And there was like not much food left, so I was grabbing what there was. I'm sorry. I should have, I probably didn't even put the chicken wing down.
No,
that
you probably, you were like, sorry about you, bitch. I'm eating this wine.
I mean, what do? You already have half a wing in your mouth. What do you do?
You offered them the other half?
They don't want that. Listen, if that person is listening, I loved that you still came up anyway. It doesn't bother me.
Holly, another confession we have. Here's a secret. Holly's a fake Shawn Mendes fan.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Oh.
Holly. We're on the podcast.
I thought that
God
I've
is watching.
Been hurt before.
Shawn Mendes is watching.
But yeah.
No one's ever
Are you a fake Shawn Mendes
soul.
Fan?
No, I call bullshit on that.
Oh. Wow.
I don't even know what it means to be a fake fan. Does that mean that they think I'm pretending to like Shawn Mendes? Or do they think that I don't fan him enough? What does it mean?
Maybe both. Maybe they feel like because we talk about it on the air that it's like it's like fake for the air. Like it's like you're not really real.
Oh. No, that's not true. I really am a huge Shawn Mendes fan. Here's and not to like I don't feel like I need to defend my fanness, but I'm just going to give you the rundown of me and Shawn Mendes. Uh-huh. So I didn't know who Shawn Mendes was. And then I was going through a heartbreak and Stitches was new. And I'm like, oh man, this song fucking speaks to me. I mean, I would repeat it. And then we had to meet Shawn Mendes the first time. And I was pissed because he was doing it at like 9 a.m. and we were hungover. And I was like, oh, Shawn Mendes. Then he came in and we realized, A, he's hot. B, he's so nice.
He was 17 at the time.
Yeah, 17.
It was really unfortunate. Hot,
yeah.
Sorry. Well, he was hot. I'm sorry. He was.
He was a tall, lanky white guy, probably with a...
note who said that. I did not say that.
Mm-hmm.
Miguel said that.
Mm-hmm. Legal in Canada.
So, no.
That's where he's from.
That it's not.
Legal, yes it is.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. Here's the thing. So, I started liking Shawn Mendes. And I don't know if that's not good enough for you... But I'm pretty sure it's good enough for Shawn Mendes, whose songs I listen to.
Hey, I'm Shawn Mendes. Check out my song right here.
Mercy.
Hot 101.5, all the hits.
I don't know what that means. Like, it doesn't really bother me because I'm like,
it doesn't bother you.
I'm like, I don't really care what you think. But the thing is, I don't know what it means exactly. Okay. Maybe I'm not a big enough fan because I don't spend hours, like, you know, digging in. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just a regular fan. I don't know.
Holly, looks like you're lying to me.
Okay.
All right. Here's the last one that's ridiculous. My mom to this day still don't know as well as anyone in my family that me and my sister had sex with me on top of her when we were home alone after school. She was about 14 and I was about 16 and she had touched it.
She had touched it.
I
hate when they had touched it.
My first question was, like, why? No, that's rude. Let me not say that.
Miguel, you can't stop once somebody had done touched it.
Like, you are a rapist.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And you just pulled off some incest.
You basically just said she had touched it, so I had to get on top of her.
Mm. Yeah.
Just let that sink in for a sec. Like, I saw that, and I wanted to go off on that rant on the show, but I was like, you know what? I can't do it in 20 seconds.
No.
I can't, but I'm sorry.
And how old were they?
He was 16. She was 14.
You should have known better. Mm-hmm.
And she had touched it.
What the fuck is wrong with people? This is what makes me grossed out by this segment, is that we get some shit like this, and I'm, like, questioning humanity.
I didn't even get that part of it when I read that one.
Like, you just focus on the incest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not me. As soon as he said she had touched it,
so it's
like,
her
to
fault.
Me, that's like, yes, you're basically saying that's like any, like, the rape culture on college campuses. Well, she was drunk and she was coming on to me and she had her titties out, so I had to go on and do it. And it's like, no, you didn't.
No.
Control. So, okay, so what if this 14-year-old girl touched it? Oh, so automatically that just gives you open invitation to just get on top of her? No, it does not.
No, it does not. And, like, the... I just don't know.
This is why, like, this segment, I love it, but I hate it at the same time.
I know, because it's great, because sometimes we get really good, juicy, scandalous things from adults that know what they're talking about. Ryan, what just happened to you? Ryan, why is your face wet? What was that noise, and why is your face wet?
It was a...
Ryan.
This is so stupid.
Ryan, oh, my God.
I was sitting here playing with a hand sanitizer wipe.
Oh, my God.
And it just exploded everywhere.
This okay. I'm trying to put on.
At least my face is clean.
I'm trying to put on a major market podcast that we could one day use to go up against, you know,
the greats, the
bigs, greats, you know,
that could launch pad us into some other stratospheric thing.
Meanwhile, Ryan's like, this sanitizer wipe got my face.
Like, I heard it and I looked and he's got wet on his face. I was like, what is happening?
Okay.
That is what we call Tampa Bay secrets. All right. That's enough of that.
Yeah, God. It's at the root of all of these, it's really sad.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's really sad.
And I have a notebook full of this shit.
Yep.
So here's what I wanted to talk about that we didn't get to on the podcast. We talked about it on the show a little bit, is that I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm in a relationship.
How does that feel? We got to talk about this.
It feels really good.
Yeah?
It feels really good.
Can you take us through some shit? Because I have some questions.
Okay, yeah. So here's the story of how this all went down. So here's the part I haven't really delved into on the air because, we will always hear us say this, there's just not enough time to delve into stuff, is that... his name, we're calling him Mr. Silver Fox. I've been friends with him for a couple of years now because he actually dated one of my friends and who's also my roommate who lives in my house.
Right.
They dated like a year and a half ago.
How long did they date?
It was about 2 months, maybe.
So were they exclusive for 2 months?
I don't think they were exclusive. I don't think so.
You don't.
I mean, just from what I know from that time in our lives, like what was going on,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they were exclusive.
Were there strong feelings involved?
For one party, not for the other.
Right. And so that's where this whole yeah. thing comes into question.
Yeah, because the person, my friend, Alex, had strong feelings for Mr. Silver Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Silver Fox was like, not really. Not really. And I remember pulling Mr. Silver Fox to the side at the time. And I was like, either you need to, like, be done with this or, you know, get off the pot with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ended it. Things ended.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be pulling someone around.
Right. So I was just trying to be a friend. So now fast forward to a year and a half later, Mr. Silver Fox, he has a painting business.
Uh-huh.
And he, I called him back in this early summer and said, hey, moving to this new house. I want to paint it. Can you come over? I have no clue how to do this. Never done it before. Can you help me? So fast forward to him coming over as business partner, picked out colors and whatnot. And then he comes over to paint the house. Some friends come over. We walk to this restaurant that's right down the street from my house. We get drunk because what else do you do on a Saturday when your house is getting painted? We walk back to my house and we're just a fucking mess. Like, we're all like screaming and hollering. And then one of my friends is like, oh, Mr. Silver Fox, you're cute. What sort of guys do you like? And I'm like, oh, girl, he ain't want to date you. He don't want to date nobody in this room. Mr. Silver Fox, who would you date in this room? Because there was like four of us. And he was just like, y'all just please don't spill the paint and don't touch the walls. I'm here to do a professional job
right.
and get paid. So please stop. So we're just carrying on. So then as he was getting ready to leave, and I'm like, all right, here's a check. Thank you so much. He goes, hey, remember that question that you asked me earlier about who I would date? And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, I would have chosen you. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, girl. And I was drunk, didn't think anything of it. So then he comes over later that night because we were having a going away party for some friends. And then he pulls me aside that night and he tells me that he's had feelings for me for a very long time. And that he was, I'm trying to think of the right word he used. He's not intimidated, but... Oh, he said that I was super confident and he's not used to being or talking to another person that's super confident
mm-hmm.
and that I made him nervous when it comes to that realm and that he just didn't know how to approach it. But then after that day, he was like, you know what? I just want to do it. I just want to get it out. And he said, can I take you out to dinner so we can just sort of see if there's anything there and just see. And he was like, are you even interested? And my mouth was just on the floor and I was like, yes, I've always had a crush on you and thought you were really cute. And there were a couple of times when I was drunk and I messaged you on one of the apps a few months ago. And
so how come it never happened before this if you messaged him on the apps?
Because because I would never be like, hey, let's fuck. It was always like, hey, how are you? And he'd be like, hey, how are you? And then of course I'm a pussy and didn't know how to be like, hey, come over and let's do it. And so it would just be a friendship like mm-hmm. conversation.
This is so weird.
How so?
Because it's like, that's what those apps are for. So how are both of it, like how many misfires are there on these apps where it's like people like each other and then they don't get together?
Well, because it's someone you know. Like it's one thing if it's a stranger.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like, because if you don't know if the other person is into you and you're like, hey, suck my dick. And then you're like, no, you're my friend. I thought that's weird.
Well, aren't you also using these apps for dating purposes?
Yeah.
Or they're just for hookup purposes?
Or
maybe I guess it depends on the app.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the people and like
sure.
what they're looking for and how the conversation starts.
Okay.
And so in that realm, it was just like, you know, just like I see my friend Greg when I was on there.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, ooh, Greg, what you doing out here late at night, girl?
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden I said to Greg, hey, come suck my dick. Exactly. He'd be like, what the fuck, Miguel? And so in that realm of where we lived as friends, that's where it was.
Well, what happened then? Okay, so he's like asking you out to dinner, and this is the same day. Like this day with painting has taken 5 weeks.
Yes.
So what happened at the end of the day?
So basically, you mean that night?
Yeah.
Or we made out, and
okay.
he stayed over, and
okay.
we did stuff.
Okay.
We didn't do everything. We just did stuff.
Sure.
And then the next day we woke up, and we were like... Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a thing. How do you feel? And so that's basically what the next 2 weeks was us sort of like figuring out. Because then we ended up going to dinner. And it felt very much like a first date. But comfortable at the same time. Like, I was nervous, but we just sort of like relaxed into our roles. I remember, like, he came to pick me up. I Ubered to his house, and then we were driving down to dinner. And I remember it just sort of like eased into this natural flow. And I was like, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And so then that's just sort of where it lived for like a week and a half. And then Irma happened. Mm-hmm. And then that's where things sort of sped up, because that whole week leading up to Irma, when we were, you know, first everything was fine. And then it was like, oh shit, like we're going to have to evacuate. Things are crazy. Mm-hmm. We were trying to figure out, all right, so if we're going to evacuate, where are you going? Where am I going? And then he ended up coming with me to Panama City. And when we got to Panama City, that's when we had our big talk. And we were just like, you know, I think the fact that we both, I was concerned about where he was going, and I really wanted to be around him whenever shit got crazy. Mm-hmm. And he felt the same way. And so I think that's where we were like, all right, so we want to be together. And so why sit around and be like, well, let's wait another month to see, like, if that's how we both feel and we're both lined up to it, mm-hmm. let's just call it what it is. We're in a relationship, we're exclusive, we're together, and let's continue down this path.
Right.
And so that's sort of where we are now.
Okay. Where is he now?
He's in Buffalo.
So he's not here?
No, he's not here this week.
So you spent, like, I'll say you guys met... Or, like, not met, because you've known each other. You guys, the feelings, the topic was broached that Saturday that it was you were painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spent the next 2 weeks, like, trying to figure out, you know, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
You decided to become a couple while you were in Panama City. Is that, am I get the mm-hmm. timeline right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
At what point y'all fall in love?
Because
you say, I love you. Am I correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, because you said that shit on the air, and I didn't even catch it.
I didn't. I was very sly about it. I was very sly.
I know. Like, I'm just, like, bebopping along. I'm like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then our old pal, Steve Kramer, texts me and goes, did he just say he loved him? And I go, I don't know, did he? He goes, you better ask your boy. And so I was like, and then I remembered, like, I had to, like, play the conversation back in my head, and I was like, oh, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Well, so, then we had that story the next day.
Yes.
About the... Is there love at first sight?
Is it love at first sight? Mm-hmm.
Savage.
I know, right? By the way, as a quick side tangent, Ryan sends me like trending stories that he thinks might work on our show. And he's like gotten so good at knowing what works, like through the filter
put
of...
Miguel's name next to that one.
I feel like anytime any of the two of us are going through some personal shit, Ryan tailors it to that. And I don't know how that bitch does it. Like when I was going through some shit with, remember Mr. Personality?
Yes.
When I was going through some shit like that, like every headline was like, are you dating someone that might be older than you that you think that he doesn't really like you, but you probably like him and you need to look for signs about why you should leave that bitch? I'm like... Ryan, yes. Where'd you find this article? Anyway, so I saw that and I was like, damn, Ryan's good. So,
good old Elite Daily.
How, right? How did that all come about?
It's so weird to talk about because I can see.
Oh, is it? It is. It's weird to talk about your personal life on the podcast.
I know.
All I'm interested is karma. So please take your time, tell your story.
So basically it was, I'm trying to think exactly when. It was right after Panama City when we were hanging out one night, and we both, I think it was one of those, we have these moments that I've never had before that it makes me kind of emotional to think about, because I've never had this connection with someone before, mm-hmm. to where, and this is perfect, and I can't believe I'm bringing this up, but Taylor Swift has a line in her song, You're in Love, on her album 1989, and I've never understood it, and mm-hmm. I feel like I tried to emulate it, but I never felt it.
Right.
There's a line where she goes, you can feel it in the silence. And him and I have these moments to where we'll be talking, it'll kind of reach a lull, and we'll look at each other in the eyeballs, and you can just feel this like kinetic energy that I've never felt before. And the other day, or it was right after Panama City, when we both were looking at each other and we both were like, nope. No, we're not those people. We are not saying it. We're not those people. Absolutely not. And I was like, well, what are you about to say? And then we just kept going back and forth. And we're like, well, let's just put it on the line. I mean, if we've gotten to this point, we're being honest. And then we said it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has never felt more right, those words coming out of my mouth, than they have before.
Who said it first?
I did.
And how did he respond?
He said it back.
That's what happened after?
Cute.
Thank you, Ryan.
That's cute. We kissed.
Mm, passionately?
Yes.
Mm. So what now?
So now...
Y'all moving in? Y'all adopting some Chinese children? what's gonna happen?
No, now we live it. We just live out, you know, I mean, since things did move quickly, we're still learning, you know, each other's love languages and, you know, how we communicate with each other, the good days, the bad days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I already know, you know, that if his texts are kind of short,
mm-hmm.
he's having a bad day. And I've already learned quickly that it's not about me, because we've already had one of those days where it was like really short answers. And I was like, oh, and of course I moved to worst case scenario. And I'm like,
I know
he didn't like me. I knew it. It was just an experiment. What's that? It's wrong. It's gone. It's done. And then I called him and we chatted and I was like, okay, so if you are mad and it's work, or you're just mad, if you just say, hey, I don't want to talk, then I will leave you alone. And when you're ready to talk, let's talk. And he did that. And then he called me later that night and he was like, well, here's what happened at work and here's why I was upset. And I'm like, perfect. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Just tell me that. Then it can put me at ease. And then I can, and if you want me to help you, or if you just want to yell at me about what happened in your day, and I can be there to help you out, whatever. So we're just learning. So now it's just learning those things about each other, that even though we were friends, but we weren't like best friends.
Yeah.
And so just getting to know those sort of little things that you get to know about someone as you're dating and, you know, in a relationship.
Okay. So has there been talk of like moving in or anything?
No. Absolutely not. No. I mean, he's still planning on, I mean, like his plan, I mean, I don't want to say too much because it's part of his business, but there's another part of his business that he has that he's working with his business partner about, like, buying houses and flipping and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's, and this is why we work so well together, is he's very business, he's very serious about his business and his work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's why, like, he doesn't stay the night a lot during the week. He's like, because you need to get sleep, I need to get sleep, we work a lot, I got stuff, I got goals and plans, and I don't want that to falter and get in the way of anything. Like, of course you're important to me, but I got to make sure that I can set myself up for success for life in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been that way about, you know, my career, and been very serious about radio. So mm-hmm. we match up very well in that.
That's good. That I really am glad to hear, because I feel like in past, not even relationships, just people that you've dated,
right,
the level of maturity has been very different.
Yeah.
And it's like you would fall into that trap time and time again, where it's like, well, I know that, you know, this guy is here and I'm over here, but we're going to make it work anyway because right. we feel for each other.
Right.
Well, sometimes that you just can't
yeah.
bridge that gap if you're so different minded when it comes to life goals.
Right.
So I'm really excited by this aspect of it.
Yeah. No, and that's what's great is, you know, we put on the what if bubble, you know, a couple of times about, well, what does the future look like, you know? And it just, I don't get this fear or this hesitation that I would get in the, for example, when people I've dated in the past, and my mom always does this, anyone I've dated, she's like, so when is it going to be my son-in-law?
Mm.
And I'm like, girl, you better stop. Don't talk about that. I don't know when that's happening. No, it's probably not going to happen. And I'm like, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe sometime.
Maybe sometime. That's deep.
Yeah.
So what makes this so different?
There is a... I think it's not forced. I'm not trying to make something happen that isn't there. And it just the puzzle pieces fit.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't put it into words. I can't articulate it. It's a feeling that I get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes me excited, is because before I could always say, well, it fits because of this and this and this and this. And I really can't put it into words. All I know is that this is how my body, my mind, and my soul feels, you know, when when he's around.
Yeah.
And, like, he's been away this week, you know, and it's strangely been hard.
Right.
Even though, like, it's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's weird to say that out loud because it sounds crazy, but, like, it's hard.
When was his last relationship?
A long time ago. Like, his actual, like, been in a relationship with that title probably 4 years.
So has he been sort of ready to be in a relationship?
Yeah. I mean, last fall this time, he was dating someone else, and I remember, like, giving him advice about it. Like, I remember he was like, And that was the thing, like, from just as, you know, Mr. Silver Fox's friend, if someone asked me, should I date him, I'd be like, well, he doesn't really move quickly with things. Like, I've seen him go through 3 different situations where he was like, I don't know. It's just, I'm just,
Yeah.
And so that's what I know of him in relationships.
Okay. Let me try and think of this question. Was he a listener of the show prior to?
No, he wasn't. He met my friend Alex, my roommate. They dated, and then we became friends, and then he started listening.
Okay.
He wasn't like a listener, because I mean, he's not from here. He's from Buffalo.
Right.
So he moved here from Fort Myers. He went there first, then moved here. So he had never heard of the show or anything until after him and Alex started dating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all the questions I have right now.
Yeah. Do you have any concerns, comments? Is there anything, any?
No, I'm really anxious to hang out with him, though. Not wasted.
Why?
Because I want to meet this person that you are literally head over heels for. You are my best friend, and I feel like I don't know about this part of your life.
Right.
So I'm curious to know. Like, I did meet him, notably at the housewarming, and I was notably intoxicated. and he was also intoxicated. So, right. Like, that's not a great first meeting because, A, you don't remember some of it.
Right.
And B, I just was not in my right mind. I was not in my right headspace, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. I had to sit on your bed for 2 hours. What happened to your bed? It was your roommate's bed.
What sort of headspace were you in?
A high one. All right? It was high. I was high. It was actually terrible because I wanted to have such a good time at your party. And then I was like, I have to sit down. And then I was like, I can't leave this bed.
Oh, my gosh.
It was not fun. It was okay, but it wasn't.
Did you feel like the world, or did you, like, what sensation were you having that you had to sit down on the bed?
First of all, my head got real dizzy. Like, I got really lightheaded. And I just felt like I need to sit. So I got really lightheaded and really, like, overwhelmed feeling. And I was in the middle of a conversation with people. And all of a sudden, I got really overwhelmed and dizzy. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, the logical part of my brain is always still there somewhere.
Right, right.
And it was like, warning, 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 warning.
Danger, Robinson, danger.
So I was like, I had some gummies. That's what it was, in case you're wondering.
Some gummies.
A gummy. And it was like half of a half. And whatever this shit was intense. So anyway, I was like, I need to sit down. And then I was like, damn it, why did I do this? I'm so mad at myself. So then I was like, okay, where could I sit? Not around people. Because for me, this gummy, if I'm around people, and I have vowed never to have this kind of gummy again.
Oh.
I can't. I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
And I wouldn't recommend doing drugs, kids, by the way. because I can't be near people because I get really paranoid and freaked out.
Right.
And it's just, it's crazy. So then I was like, I need to sort of be away from, because there was a lot of people in your apartment. Like, it was jam-packed and I just felt like I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, I need to go away somewhere and sit. So we went up to your roommate's room because I was going to try to sit on your bed and there was too many people in there too.
Yeah,
and I wasn't ready to answer questions from people. They were like, are you okay?
Like, what's wrong?
Not ready to answer.
Why are your eyeballs in the back of your head?
Right. So I just went and sat on the bed and I was like, okay, I feel better. This is making me feel calm. So then I'm like, I can't get off of this bed.
Oh my God.
Because otherwise I'll go into that mess again. So right. I was fine. It was just like, after that, it was just kind of like just being too drunk, basically, that feeling. But I knew that if I were to go downstairs and get back into the fray again, I would have that same overwhelming feeling. So I'm like, I'm going to have to just camp out on this fucking bed. So then Mr. Silver Fox came up at some point in the night and we chatted for a little bit. And I just finally, literally the other day, remembered one part of the conversation, and I was like, that was not a good first meeting. What? I'm not usually like that, right. So I'm embarrassed about what he must think of me.
What was the conversation? Do you remember what y'all talked about?
It was about his dog, because he has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about something about his dog.
Mm-hmm.
Miguel loves dogs.
I know.
We've actually, when we were in Panama City, and we stayed at my friend's house, his dog like slept in between us.
Oh my God.
I was like, thankfully it's a small dog.
Yeah.
So it's not, and I told him, I said, a deal breaker would be a huge dog. I'm like, you realize I'm okay with a small dog. Like my mom had one. You, Holly, you had one when we lived together.
Right.
So I can deal with a small dog. I was like, if you were like, hey, let's get this 200-pound, you know, big old whatever dog that is, I would not be able to do it.
Right.
That would be too much. But, and this is the thing, because everyone's been like, oh, he has a dog. He has a dog. What you gonna do? I'm like, listen, like that's not a deal breaker for me. And I'm fucking nuts. So, you know, if they can put up with me and all the crazy shit that I bring to the table, I mean, like, it has to be my way and not all this other stuff. Like, I can deal with a little dog. And the dog is actually very obedient.
Oh, that's
And the
good.
Dog is very nice, doesn't bark a whole lot. Like, it, you know, it doesn't take a lot of maintenance. And it doesn't shed a lot, because that's my big thing. I can't fucking stand when dogs shed everywhere.
I know. When we were going to quit, like, quick side tangent, when we thought about possibly adopting this random dog we found in the parking lot, and I brought him home to see if he got along with my dog, he started shedding already, and I was like, oh, fuck. No. I realized that's what's great about Nala.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch doesn't shed.
No.
So I was like, oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I was like, I can't do dog hair everywhere. I cannot do that.
Because then you sit down and you're covered. Yeah. Or you go somewhere and your hair, and it's just hair everywhere.
No, I couldn't handle it. So, and his dog is very good. So I'm like, I'm fine with your dog you got now. I'm good.
Don't be getting a 200-pound dog.
Absolutely not.
So anyway, I say all this to say, like, I just don't remember a lot about the meeting. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we had this conversation about the dog. And I don't remember exactly how it went. But in that state, I got the vibe that he was like, he will like my dog. And I was like, oh, you think so? You think you're going to change Miguel Fuller into a dog person? So I was like, let me just... I was like, we were both real drunk and high. And I was like, let me just, that's not being entered into anything. So
right.
Then my Mr. Dimples, my boyfriend, was like, we need to go have a double date with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes that. And so I keep wanting that to happen. So eventually it will.
Yeah, we'll do that next week when he gets back from Buffalo. So
yes.
That's so, because I knew there was something.
I didn't remember what it was, though.
Right.
Before, it was just a feeling. And I was like, there was something. Something happened. Because why would I feel like... I don't remember. It was actually kind of a long conversation about this dog, now that I think about it. And it was like back and forth, and I was like, Miguel doesn't really like dogs that much.
Mm.
And
you should have just showed him the picture of Miguel at the dog bar that one time.
Dog on him. Yeah. It was just, now that I think about it, it's probably a very funny conversation to have witnessed. But I think he was very adamant, which, of course, that's his dog. Like, that's your dog.
Yeah, and his dog has been with him for like 6 years.
Right.
So through a lot.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, you're like, that's my baby.
Right.
And so when you're that way, and then I, of course, know you, and I'm like, I know you think that, but he doesn't really love dogs. No, we're going to make him love the dog. I'm like, I don't. Okay.
Damn it. I'm so sad I missed this conversation now.
Yeah. And
I wish I could have been there for
it. I think the rest of it went fine, by the way.
Right.
I think, again, I don't really know. So that's fine.
Oh, God. I love it. I love it.
Don't do drugs.
Well, there you go. Another Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Yes.
With producer Ryan. How are you feeling, Ryan? You've been over there in the corner.
I got to pee.
No.
Do you have any questions, concerns, comments, or anything, Ryan? Do you want to contribute
anything?
Not
right now. Not right now.
Ryan's waiting on that sandwich.
It's not going to be here until 12:20.
I know. I have to, like, leave immediately. I thought this was at 12.
Yeah, I know.
I have to be somewhere by 1:15.
Where do you have to be?
Video stuff.
Oh, wait, you're making a flick?
Yes.
You're filming a porn?
Well, we're filming a boat. I'm helping my friend film, like, some water thing.
Oh.
So we're going on boats to film them.
To film a video about water sports?
Fly my drone and stuff.
You're going to fly your...
Yep.
Okay. Holly, what's all of your social media?
Mine is Radio Holly. My name is Radio Holly.
For everything?
Yeah, on Facebook, you can find me at Holly on Hot 101.5. But everything else, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, is Radio Holly.
Producer Ryan, what's all of your social media?
It's Radio McGibb, MCGIB.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. Make sure to listen to our podcast at hot1015tampabay.com, or you can download the free Hot 101.5 app, and also go to iTunes, type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Just make sure to rate and subscribe. Bye!
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.